the question was asked, what does the halacha say about seeing a rainbow, showing a rainbow, looking at a rainbow? So let's just do the Shulchan Aruch. It's actually very, very short, the laws of a rainbow. It's one short seif, one sentence. It says in Shulchan Aruch, which is based on a Gemara, the Gemara in Tractate Brachos tells us, Haro'e Akeshet, if someone sees a rainbow, Omer, so he makes the blessing, Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, our God, the King of the world, Zocher HaBerit, who remembers the covenant, Ne'eman Bivrito, V'kayam B'mamaro. He is trusted in his covenant and he keeps his word. That's the blessing. Ne'eman Bivrito. Hashem can be trusted not to forgo his covenant. Even if there are many wicked people, he said he won't bring a flood to the world, we can trust him, he'll keep it. V'kayam b'mamaron, he keeps his word even without a covenant. Hashem said so, we can trust that alone. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You see a rainbow, you make the blessing. The Be'er Halacha says, I'm not sure whether you have to see the full rainbow. Meaning, do you have to see the full shape of the rainbow? Because sometimes you only see a piece of the rainbow. He says, I'm not sure if you see a piece of a rainbow, not a full rainbow, whether you'd make the blessing. So then that's the Fek Bechot Lakel. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes with one more point. You're not supposed to stare at a rainbow. You can see it, say it's nice, say the blessing, but there's this Kabbalistic concept that really is a Gemara in Tractate Chagiga. The Gemara in Tractate Chagiga discusses what the verse says, that when the elders saw Hashem, Hashem appeared, and under his throne looked like a rainbow. And the elders looked at that, and they stared at that, and ultimately they died for that. They weren't supposed to look at that. A rainbow represents the honor of Hashem. So because the Talmud over there says that in a heavenly vision, looking at Hashem, his throne appears like a rainbow, like a rainbow. So based on that, the commentary said, even a modern day rainbow shouldn't be stared at. It would ruin one's sight. It would cause one to lose one's vision. This seems to be a Kabbalistic concept, but it is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's rainbows are gorgeous. But then there's another point, which shows up in the Chaye Yodam. The Chaye Yodam says, it's not a good idea to go telling people. And this goes into the idea that it says that when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in his day there was never a rainbow seen, and it says that when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi passed away, they asked him, are you Bar Leyua? When he came to the world to come, they said, Bar Leyua. That's ben Levi. That we heard about you that in your days there was never seen a rainbow. So there is an understanding that when the rainbow appears, it's an indication that if not for the covenant, we would really be destroyed. The world had reached a point where we deserved it. And because the rainbow's there, so that's a sign that Hashem says, you know, I really had it with you. I should bring another flood. The only reason you're not getting it is because I made a promise. I made a covenant at the time of the flood. I wouldn't do it again. So that's why we have this idea that's really not quoted by many sources. There are a few that say it, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah says it's a good idea to do this, to not point it out to other people. But, you know, that if there's a guy that runs into the bed and says, guys, there's a rainbow outside, don't tell him, you know, you shouldn't be telling people. You're embarrassing him in front of everyone. And that everyone agrees you shouldn't do. Whether you should tell other people or not tell other people, there's an opinion that says it's better not to. Okay, so now that we know that, maybe when we see a rainbow, we won't point it out to other people. It happens to be a very big thing, this idea of not telling other people. We wouldn't have said it if it doesn't say it, because when you see it, you can make a blessing. So our thought would be, let me show someone else. A, let me show them something beautiful. B, let me give them the opportunity to make a blessing. Nonetheless, there is this opinion, and the Mishnah Berurah gives it enough weight that he quotes it, and he goes with it. So he says it's not a good idea. It's not prohibited. You did nothing wrong if you called your friend and said, hey, come look at the rainbow. It's not a good idea. It's not recommended. It's not positive. That doesn't mean it's prohibited. In halacha, we have weights, right? So this is the weight of this is better not. Okay, so that's, in a nutshell, the laws of a rainbow. These questions pertain to this? Yes, I'm asking? Okay. Yes, Jonathan.
Okay, so, maybe I already know the answer at this point. Considering that the rainbow comes from the three of Noah, I mean, is there anything on the Noah to
A Noahide could make any blessing, but certainly this blessing, why not? But a Noahide can make almost any blessing. The rule is that Noahide could bless. It says in the Mishnah in Tractate Brachos, if you hear a blessing from a non-Jew, so long as you heard that he was blessing Hashem, say Amen. So that means that when they make a Shehakol Nievidvaro or any other blessing, you answer Amen. So long as you hear that they're blessing Hashem, that they're not blessing something else.
They have to leave out part of it. No eyes. Because they cannot talk about the God of their fathers.
But in this blessing, you don't have the God of the fathers. I'm saying almost every blessing. You're right. Blessings that mention our fathers, they wouldn't be able to say, yeah. Yes, sir.
Why is Jacob so concerned that he lives up to his part of the deal if God promised him something?
That's a good